Winter range closures on most public lands and Game and Fish owned lands are set to begin January 1st. I'll have details next on The Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. For big game animals in Wyoming, January through April can be a grind, especially if winter weather has its way. So far, the 2024-25 winter has been mostly mild, but regardless of the weather, winter range closures on most public lands in Wyoming go in place between January 1st and April 30th, with shed horn and antler gathering or unnecessary disturbances of big game animals being prohibited on public lands west of the Continental Divide between January 1st and April 30th. One exception is public lands in the Great Divide Basin of southern Wyoming, and there's some land west of Laramie. Seasonal winter closures for shed antler and horn hunting also began on the 1st for Wyoming Game and Fish Commission wildlife habitat management areas. Seasonal winter closures for shed antler and horn hunting also go effect on the 1st for Wyoming Game and Fish Commission wildlife habitat management areas all through Wyoming. Big game animals are in their winter range mode, with animals like deer, elk, antelope, and moose relying on body fats and reserves to make it through the next few months when there's typically not much browse available on winter ranges. Those cold temperatures and snow-covered range, plus human-caused harassment and disturbance of these animals, require big game to use up those fat reserves compared to warmer months, and it can push the animals to less productive habitats. Winter conditions do change quickly in Wyoming, so the better that these animals can conserve their fat reserves, the better chance that they'll handle whatever Mother Nature throws at them in the next few months. Now, public lands are defined as federal lands and lands owned or administered by the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission. There are also winter closures to vehicles and humans on designated federal lands in Teton, Sublette, and Lincoln counties. State lands usually are marked in blue on land status maps. Wyoming winters are always unpredictable. We could have mild weather for the next number of weeks, or cold, snowy weather could set in for the next few months. So it's important, in any event, to give these animals a break. This has been The Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.